thought we did a great job in the second quarter to, you know, to fight back, get a couple of touchdowns, make a game of it there, going into halftime, and really just came out and didn't do a whole lot in the second half.
With an offense like that, did you know coming in it would be a shootout?
You have to score points and limit the turnovers. We didn't limit the turnovers. We had one interception that led to a touchdown and then a fumble at the one, you know, so those were, good plays for us. But I thought the offensive line played their best game of the year, had good pass protection. We ran the ball pretty well, I think, and, we got some things that we can build on.
Talk to us about the pick six. Did Woodson bait you there?
He read the play and tried to throw it out there. It was kind of a one-man route for Eric, and tried to throw it out there and thought I could get it out far enough, and he jumped it. He's a great player and jumped it and took it to the house.
Having said that, you came back after and completed 8 straight passes, and you had it down to 21-17.
Yeah, well, I thought all of our guys fought hard. I thought, we had great energy in the huddle. Everybody believed that we could come back, and had a great stretch there in the second quarter. And you just can't give these guys anything. They're too good of a football team, and we gave them too much, and they put us away.
When you leave Green Bay, you leave demoralized, or you just lose to a better team?
Well, we lost to a better team today, no doubt about it. They're a great football team. They got great players. Aaron Rodgers is, as he shows, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he's got a great offense to run. But I think we got to build off of something, and there are things to build off of. But 1-3 going into a huge game against San Diego, so got to give everything we got this week and get the win.
You comfortable when it gets like that shootout, the OK Corral there, when you got back within?
Yeah, we knew what we were getting into there, we had some things going on offense, that came out in that first drive of the second half, moved the ball right down the field, and Dan Fells makes a great one-handed catch, and just, unfortunately just put it on the ground, and kind of from there they kind of took over.
What does Rodgers do so well as a fellow quarterback that you sit there and go, wow?
Well, I think you can just see, they've been together for so long. I talked to Aaron and plenty of times, and, they've just been together for so long. They know the system. Everybody knows the system, and everybody plays assignment football. And I think you can just see with us, when we get, I've said it before, when we get 11 guys to do the right thing, we're a good offense, but we can't overcome, when we don't have all 11 of us doing the right thing. So that's just got to be the goal for our offense, is to get on the same page more often and put more points up.
So when you had it going there for that quarter, were you doing the right thing? Was everybody communicating?
Yeah, we were.
Correctly?
Yep, we were. And like I said, offensive line did a great job in pass pro all day, ran the football. Brandon Lloyd had a great start to the game. Decker had 2 touchdowns. So, there's a lot of things that we did well, just too many things that we did wrong.
Decker specifically, can you talk about the rapport you're developing with him?
He's a very good player. He's good inside. He's good outside. He makes a lot of plays for us. So he's a young player, got room to get better, but he's off to a great start.